step it up.
And by working, I'll challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you. Ready, draw. Let's go. They play the main, baby. Let's get it. Oh, I'm fucking out. Go. 60 minutes.
Go, baby. 60
plus minutes. Oh.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live, live from the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spitero with you on this Sunday. It's cut weekend. We've got some great action for you here. Andy Reid will meet the media and review a very impressive win against the Cleveland Browns. Also, the Eagles releasing 11 players, including cornerback Cliff Harris. We talk about all that. Still four players to go prior to the Monday at 4 p.m. deadline. So we welcome your phone calls. We want to talk Eagles 3-0 in this preseason. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for this team? 215-339-6709. Ah, the preseason, the time to, over-evaluate. Paralysis by analysis. I love what I've seen from a lot of the parts of this team. I love the fact that there are no major injuries. I love the fact that Michael Vick, I think, will be on the field today. And I love a little pitch and catch there from Nick Foles to Brent Celek, and I think that I love it. It's a good team. They're coming off the field. We're watching live as the Eagles come off the practice field. Andy Reid will meet the media here. You can see it was not an in-pads practice. There's a 10-10-10 practice tonight, of course. Eagles flight night. Tickets are available. It's going to be a great time at Lincoln Financial Field. We invite you to join us tonight, flight night, and be part of it at Lincoln Financial Field. It's a family night. So we're going to, I believe, throw it live to Andy Reid here in just a moment. I'm actually kind of the guy on the chat today, too. So I'm approving all these comments. And, yeah, I know 3-0 doesn't mean anything to you guys. I know. It's 3-0. It's nothing. But it is something. You look and you see this team, the depth, the young players stepping up. It's kind of hard not to be impressed. You know, I mean, yeah, there's been some mistakes. And we want that guy right there, number 77, to be a better player. But by and large, it's been pretty darn impressive. All right, Andy Reid is walking right into your living rooms, people.
All right.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Whoop. Let me just see this here. Jason Babin, again, making progress with the calf. He's increased his running, and he's getting close. Riley, still being evaluated, and again, making progress. Good range of motion, all that goes with that. Mike Kafka, he'll be checked tomorrow. Today's Sunday, so Monday he'll be reevaluated by the doctors, and we'll see if he doesn't get clearance to participate with a live snap. Is really, he's been doing 7-on-7, but with a live snap. And then Casey Matthews, he's making progress with the high ankle sprain. He's continuing to push through that. Michael Vick is doing, he's able to throw a little bit today. And so he's making progress there. We made a few cuts, and it's all part of the process here. And we've got to still make a few more, as you know. And so, We appreciate the effort that the players have given us and the loyalty and the things that they've done. There's going to be tougher ones even more down the road here. Everyone's not an easy one, but as you continue to go, there are going to be some tough ones that take place. But listen, the guys worked hard, and I'm hoping that they catch on, have an opportunity with another football team. Time's yours.
The injured guys, we're getting close enough here that I guess we have to ask, do you have a sense of everybody being ready for the season opener, or are there guys you definitely know aren't going to be ready for the season opener?
Well, listen, I think it'll be close. I think Kafka will be back. Let me give you the list here. And put a pro chip on it. But I think Babin has a good chance of being back. Riley, we'll see. That'll be a struggle. I wouldn't expect him the first game, but we'll see what the doctors say on it. Kafka, I think, has a chance to be back by tomorrow. Casey, again, that'll be a struggle to get him ready for the first game, but he stands a chance there. Everybody else should be okay. Yeah, Patterson, listen, I think that's going to be an extended time here. We just got to see how that goes. If he's able to go, at all this year, we just have to see how that works out. But we'll take checkups and increments here, but right now it's going to be a while. So
how about Colt?
Colt, we'll see. Yeah, Colt's making progress, and he's getting there. I'm not sure he's quite there yet, but he's made a lot of progress, and I think it's just a matter of a little bit of time here. We'll see how he does here.
At this point of the preseason, is this team close to where you want it to be, or is it miles away, or where is it right now?
Well, listen, I thought our performance was better the other night for the period of time that we had. But we eliminated some of the mistakes. I thought the penalties were the primary issue. Just you can't do that, and so we cleaned that up a little bit, and still have a ways to go there. As a football team, we need these next couple weeks here to get ourselves right, or how many ever days we've got till the game. We need that time to get ourselves ready to go, and then you got to play, right? So, but I've been happy with the way they've worked, and I felt better after our last game than maybe the first two.
With Vic, if this was a normal practice, obviously a walkthrough, everyone's out here, but would he be able to practice in a normal practice at this point?
I think so. We probably would have had to spot him a little bit, just to see. I mean, right now he was comfortable, but if he had a tweak in there or somewhere where it hurt him, I'd just pull him out and let somebody else go. But, there's a chance he does a little bit over. We'll see how he did after throwing here, but chance he does a little bit of flight night tonight.
Andy, does King Dunlap play on Thursday? Is he going to be your starter for the
opener? King won't play. King right now is a starting left tackle, so you probably won't see him. And I haven't finalized all that. I mean, I haven't situated the quarterback situation. I'm going to wait just to see what happens with Mike Kafka, and then we'll go from there. So I'll get you all that later.
If Kafka is cleared to practice anything, do you see him playing on Thursday?
Yeah, listen, if he can go and the doctors are comfortable with it and Mike's comfortable with it, we'll give him some snaps in there. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. And then I haven't made any decisions on who's going to start and who's not going to play. Mike Vick won't play, so I can tell you that.
You mentioned he may participate in flight night tonight. How much fun is that for this team to be involved in something like that?
Well, it's developed into that where the guys actually have a little fun. We're, I mentioned Razzle Dazzle. I mean, that we're going to do a few little gadget things here and there that are kind of fun and to watch. And then I think there's going to be an end zone dance, so you get to see the guys shake it up a little bit. So who knows? It's.
Will you be?
I mean, it's all the things I'm absolutely about.
You're going to do an end zone dance.
Well, if you come out with me, we'll do one. Huh? You put on the tights. I'll go.
Because this is a fan type event. I'm thinking about Nick Foles and the reaction the fans have had to him. Have you talked to him at all about? I mean, he's a pretty grounded guy, but there is a lot of. Euphoria, I guess.
Yeah, I think what you said is important. I mean, that he is grounded, and he's been a good college player, and he understands what it's like to be patted on the back and all that. And so I'm not worried about him not working hard or preparing and doing all the things that he has to do mentally and physically to get ready for games. I don't worry about that. And that all those quarterbacks have such a great relationship that there's no – I mean, they understand. Kind of comes with the territory. They understand how that works.
There was 10 players with yesterday, and Cliff Harris on his own this morning. Was there anything to the timing of that?
Well, we couldn't get a hold of him yesterday, so we got a hold of him today, and so no, there wasn't anything there. No, it was just normal deal. It gives him an opportunity to listen to somebody.
How did Dennis Kelly perform the other night?
Dennis did okay. Yeah, he did a pretty nice job actually. So. He gives you a little flexibility there. You can play both tackles. You can go inside, play both guards. And but I was happy to see him. He had a chance to go against our ones, and I thought he held his own there.
How much does King really
learned the system and impressed you? You know, he grew up as a basketball player, so this is, you know, it's all kind of new for him.
Listen, you got to give him credit for what he's done. I mean, he's got a long road here to go with the season and staying healthy, doing all those things, and playing aggressive football week in and week out. He hasn't had to do that at this level. So, but he's you sure have to give him credit for the battle that he's been in here for with Demetrius. I mean, they went after it, and they're still going to go after it. Demetrius isn't just going to concede. I mean, that's not what he's going to do. So I think we're fortunate to have two guys there that we know can play. But King ended up being the guy that got the number one spot.
Given the contract that Demetrius got in the offseason, are you a little disappointed he didn't more grab it? Because it was his when he came in.
Yeah, listen, I think he'll continue just to get better. I mean, with time. I think it's just a matter of picking a whole lot of stuff up real fast here, and I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that at all.
Andy, how's Cheney's hamstring? You said he tweaked it a little bit.
He did tweak it a little bit. He was a little bit sore yesterday. Came in and got treatment, did his thing there, and he feels pretty good today. You know, and so, listen, that was kind of a knock-the-rust-off game for him and kind of getting back to the speed of the game, and I don't think he was 100% out there speed-wise, and so I ended up taking him out. And but, you know, we know that he's a good football player, and that's the main thing, and he can play a lot of positions for us. He can play in the nickel. He can do everything that we need done, and he's going to play for us. I mean, that's the bottom line. I just want to make sure that we don't hurt that leg.
Andy, with Cliff Harris, I mean, it was a ballyhooed pickup after the draft, and, you know, a lot was made out of it. He had a great sophomore year there. What didn't he do that you were hoping he did do here?
I'm not sure it was what he didn't do. I think it was just a matter that you have to make the cuts. We've got a lot of corners that we're very comfortable with. And so, you know, that's really what it came down to. And he is a good player, so it gives him an opportunity to hook on with somebody else and play, and that's that'll be good for him down the road here.
And there was, I mean, obviously a lot was made of his off the field problems at Oregon. I mean, can you say that you know there were
That wasn't the issue here. No, right. That wasn't the issue. It was a numbers thing, and you know he was one of the tough ones that we had to let go. So. And there are going to be more down the road that you're going to go, man, it would be nice to have this guy here. So.
I'm sorry. What about that guy like Brandon Hughes? He can play a little slot. He can play opposite on the outside. He's a really good special teamer. I mean, is that how he makes the team for you, his versatility?
Yeah, listen, we've got a good group right there, and I don't know if we keep them all or not. So there's competition, but Brandon is – He's a good player. He all the things you named right there, he does. And he's got good size and speed.
I'm sorry. You look for the preseason to clarify, you know, cuts and things like that. But it seems like with your defensive line, it gets more and more complicated. And you saw guys play well Friday that maybe were on the bubble. Is that the case, that it's gotten harder rather than easier with those guys to decide who doesn't make the team?
Yeah, well, listen, I think you're right. They did. They played well. I would tell you that for most of the guys we've had here, they've come out and done a pretty nice job. So you want that, though. I mean, it's a little bit like sweet and sour pork. You know, there's a good side, and a sour side, and a sweet side. But that the sour being that not everybody can make the team. The yep. Sweet is that you sure want that position to be strong. So I think we're going to come out with good players, and unfortunately somebody else is going to get some good players too. So, that group's done a nice job.
Andy, we haven't talked at all, I think, all year about Ryan Rao, but he's a guy who seems to really show up on the field in games. What can you tell us about how far he's come since you brought him in?
Well, listen, he's a tough kid. He was one that came here for a tryout and ended up being invited back and then taking full advantage of that. So. You're looking at a tough kid that did a pretty nice job on special teams the last couple games here. So he's, again, you have to compliment him for his tenacity and understanding of what we're trying to get done.
Andy, has Cam Edwards played and practiced better than you expected a guy?
Who's that?
Your fourth quarterback. Edwards, has he played and practiced a little bit better than you thought he could? Has he progressed? Has is he better than you know ever
what
he's
done? He's done a heck of a job. And I mentioned after the game that we'll keep three. So whatever quarterback it is that is released, somebody's going to get a good quarterback. So you know, we have a good situation. What you've seen with Trent is, I mean, he comes in and he was coming off a surgery, and then he's been kind of rehabbing it, but thrown into the mix maybe a little too quick. Here he was able to kind of get his arm where he needed to get it without a ton of reps, being a smart guy, having played it, been a starter in this league, he did the mental reps. Mm-hmm. And when you could progressively see his arm get better and better as camp went on, and when given the opportunity, he did a nice job.
Philip Thomas got a lot of reps on Friday night, especially some against their first team offense. He's got to look confident flying around the field. What did you take from his performance?
He did some good things. You know, there are a few snaps he'd like to have back, just alignment and coverage-wise, but he plays fast and he plays physical and, you know, did a nice job out there.
Is it possible to keep
6 DNs? Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance of that. I'm stingy when it comes to defensive linemen, so we've got to work the numbers and we'll just see how all that pans out, but be some tough decisions all the way around there.
Given the depth there, any teams expressed, are you getting calls about those guys, given how many?
Listen, right now, you know, the phones, this is every year, so I'm not saying because of what we've got here, but you get calls, yes, you do. You talk not just about that position. The personnel directors, GMs, they are constantly on the phone and talking trades or talking about players So, yeah, that does take place.
I'm assuming Darrell Tapp is probably somebody that you can receive calls
from. Well, you can name a bunch of guys. I mean, you can't probably name a guy that you haven't had a call on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So to pick one guy out, you can't say that. But, you know, Darrell, I like Darrell. Darrell's a good guy, well, a good player, too.
And is Brian Rowley for Trent to improve mechanically? Were there flaws in his game, and has he – improved since he's been part of your organization?
Yeah, listen, I think, and he's probably told you this, but I think when he had the surgery, he was dropping his elbow just a little bit, and balls were sailing on him, and I think he's worked to correct that, and he hasn't, you know, he hasn't put any added strain on his arm. He's using his legs, I think, a little bit better, which helps increase velocity and accuracy and consistency all the way around. So, you know, he looks like he's operating pretty well out there, physically and mentally, so.
Is Brian Roll still your starter on the weak side?
Right now, I'm no. Akeem is going to work in there as a starter. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Well, that is interesting. Andy Reid leaves with a little news nugget there. A change at the weak side linebacker position. Akeem Jordan will replace Brian Roll, who really struggled on Friday night. A couple of offsides penalties, coverage on that Alex Smith big gainer early on, and we will get to our stock report shortly, because interestingly enough, we had this down, but we'll get to that in a bit. Dave Spadaro with you at Eagles Live. We're going to take a little break right now, 215-339-6709. You heard from Andy Reid. Michael Vick back on the practice field, able to throw a little bit today. That is good news. It's flight night day for the Eagles. We're getting fired up here. The last week of the preseason, Thursday night's game against the New York Jets, the finale, and then we turn and look to September 9th. We're coming right back. Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hi, Eagles fans. Evan Mathis here.
Jason Kelsey.
The 2012 Eagles season kicks off Sunday, August 26th at Eagles Flight Night.
At Lincoln Financial Field. But the real cool thing, the first 10,000 get a life-size DeSean Jackson bobblehead.
Look how small it is.
How did you even do that? It's wiggles.
Tickets start at $12, and all proceeds go to the Eagles Youth Partnership.
Get your tickets today.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smartphones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is people like options. I mean, you take Geico, you can call them anytime you feel like saving money. It don't matter, day or night. Use your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, whatever. The point is, you have options. Ah, how convenient.
Oi, crab cakes, what are you looking at?
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Sunday at the NovaCare Complex. We invite your telephone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's begin in California. Lamar joins us. Hi, Lamar.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What part of Cali are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All right, well, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Just wanted to say... I really love how you kind of support the Eagles. You know, everybody.
You.
We don't have this kind of. I've never seen any other website like ours, man. We have you guys support
that.
It so much. So
thank you. We do it for you.
Thank you. Nick Foles. He's been playing real good. I think. You think he locked up the second spot?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, that's my opinion. Here's the deal with Nick Foles. Everybody loves him here. Everybody's very impressed with him here.
Yeah.
To everything that they've asked him to do, he's done. He's the real deal to this point. Now, you can say, well, I have to see him against this, so I have to see him. Well, Michael Vick's a starter. Nick Foles, they feel pretty darn good about, based on what he's done. I mean, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, very nimble in the pocket, good arm, great presence. He's done it all.
Yeah, I think they're doing real. He's doing real good. The Mike Kafka and Trent Edwards thing. What if Mike Kafka does good and Trent Edwards? That's a good thing for us. Is we can try to put one of them in a trade, concept. I think both of them will end up going good.
I think that Kafka has the edge, and only from this standpoint. The Eagles have invested in him. They invested a high draft pick in him. They believe in him. They think he's a second coach on the field. Edwards has played tremendously well. To me, Kafka's got to come in and play well on Thursday night if he plays.
Yeah, correct. We'll see. Love the defensive line. Love the defense, period. Offense, Demaryius Johnson, everybody. The coaching staff gives good to everybody out there in Philadelphia. Thanks for the call, Dad.
Hey, thank you for the call, Lamar.
All right,
215-339-6709. Now let's get you caught up on headlines here as we wind our way through this early Sunday afternoon. Michael Vick taking some throws in practice today. That's a good thing. Now, I don't think he's all the way back. This was not an in-pads practice, but he did take some throws, and I would imagine would be part of flight night tonight, which begins at 7:30 for us, live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the broadcast. If you're in the area, love to have you available. Akeem Jordan takes over the starting Will linebacker position. In fact, can we go live to Akeem Jordan right now in the locker room, the new starter?
Not so far until today.
But you've played it before, though, right? I mean,
That's where I first started off at. At Weekside, so not a lot has changed from, I guess, then.
Since you got here, I mean, you've seen, you know, your fifth year here or whatever. I mean, you've seen guys come and go at, in the starting lineup when they're bringing in guys, and Will Witherspoon's in and Foku's out, and then Foku's in and you're out. And I mean, it seems like every day. I mean, how bad do you guys need to really kind of establish something as a group, the three of you, Michael, D'Amico, and you, and have that consistency and stay together?
Like I said, it's just about going out there and making plays. And if you go work hard, make plays, then I guess it'll stay consistent.
What do you think it says about you, though, that every year they bring in new linebackers and you're still standing, you know what I mean?
Like I said, you know, I've been blessed to be in this position, and I think it just goes with just hard work and playing, I guess, to the best of your ability.
Having been a starter and then lost a job and now got it back, do you kind of see how tenuous it is that these jobs are and how quickly you can lose them and then quickly get them back?
Yeah, I mean, it just opens your eyes. Like I said, just go out there and just give it all you got, because, you know, you can't be switched out anytime. So I think that's the motive right there, just to keep going out and giving all you got.
It seemed like last year that there was a time there during the lockout when it didn't seem like you were in the Eagles' plans, and then they brought you back. What did you think you were done here at that point?
Like I said, I'm just blessed to be back. I don't know. I wouldn't say done, because you never know. I'm not a fortune teller, so I'm just, you know, just go out there and get it all I got. And, you know, thankfully they brought me back.
After the top three, it's all about special teams. Did you think before this morning you were a lock to make the roster?
Like I said, nothing's a given. Nothing's written in stone. That's why you go out and play like your hair's on fire.
Thanks.
All right, so there you go. That is Akeem Jordan, and he's been here. He's a veteran. He's experienced, and he's done a really good job this summer. He is your new starting weak side linebacker, at least for now, replacing Brian Roll. Let's go back to the headlines and take a look at the rest of what's going on with this Philadelphia Eagles football team on this Sunday at the NovaCare Complex. Roster, it's 79 players. Four cuts needed by Monday at 4 o'clock. The biggest name of the group that's gone is Cliff Harris. Now, Cliff Harris, look, cornerback, had a great college career. But just, you know, not being here for the OTAs really hurt him. He never caught up. So he's gone. Four more players to go by tomorrow. Eagles 3-0 here in the preseason. Not bad. Preseason finale Thursday at 6:30. At Lincoln Financial Field against the New York Jets. Flight night is tonight. Tickets available at the door. All right, let's go to the telephones. 215-339-6709. Let's talk to JR in Chicago. Hi, JR.
Dave, what's going on, my man?
Good. Hey, for those of you in the chat, we are broadcasting flight night tonight. If you are out of the area, we'd love you to come to the event. It supports Eagles Youth Partnership. If you are out of the area, the broadcast begins at 7:30, so stop asking me the question on the chat. Go ahead, JR.
Yeah, man, I was rather impressed during the Cleveland game, man. I was so impressed by the physicality of the Eagles' play, man. I mean, those hits was ferocious, and, you know, I was amped up just because of the physical side of it. But my only question, I'm still questioning that back seven. I still see some holes, and mainly with Nnamdi. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is from the New England game and the Cleveland game, he got burnt. You know, so I'm kind of looking at it from the situation.
You talking about Nnamdi?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Nnamdi gives up a throw down the sideline during a play on which he has great coverage on Josh Gordon, who made a great catch. Okay, and then he gets a play down in the red zone, which I thought he wasn't as aggressive as he should have been. If you think Nnamdi Asomugha is going to be perfect, he is not.
No. I'm not expecting that, because no human being at all is perfect, whether he plays football or any other profession. However,
he also had really good coverage. I mean, that's great coverage right there. Sorry.
Yeah, no. That's great coverage, but it happened. And, you know, and I know Anami's not going to be perfect. I'm just thinking, as far as from the secondary, have they completely figured out what to do with him exactly? You know, is there going to ever be some times where I'm sure he needs to cover some tight ends versus some wideouts who's obviously going to be quicker and faster than him? But, you know, right now, like I said, there's still some holes, and I'm sure it's going to be fixed before the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, that's probably it.
I agree. You know, the thing obviously, JR, I mean, we've watched this since the beginning of training camp, and you love the front four. The pass rush is great. They've done a good job against the run. Thanks for the call. There seems to be a little bit of, at times, miscommunication, and maybe that's why Brian Roll's not in the starting lineup anymore, that crossing route to Alex Smith. I believe we can go back in the locker room now. Dennis Kelly meeting the media.
Get off the ball. The way they accelerate is really impressive, and that's the one thing I really noticed.
What did Howard Budd point out kind of in the film room when you went over this last game?
Just kind of what I said, you know, make sure I, you know, focus in on the little things. When I was in on that 10-minute drive or what, and I got a little tired, and you can kind of tell on the film, so I just have to make sure, one, that my cardio is up a little bit, and also just to focus in when it gets hard.
At Purdue, did you fire off the ball like you do here in Mud's scheme, or was it more of the vertical drop set?
Yeah, it was definitely more of the vertical drop set, so that's why this is a little different, to where it's a completely different technique. But, you know, I think as long as you focus in on it and, you know, continue to critique yourself, you can really pick it up, and it is really successful.
Now that you got your first start and three preseason games on your belt, are you feeling more comfortable? Are things even slowing down a little bit?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm still at that phase where I am trying to make sure I'm confident about everything. But after playing Friday, the amount of snaps that I got, that definitely does help in slowing things down and making sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Now, you've worked primarily at right tackle. Are you doing any work at left tackle during the practices here leading up to the preseason finale?
I haven't in a couple of weeks or so. I did, you know, when we were up in Lehigh. But I know Coach Mudd likes us to be able to go into any position when needed. After playing left tackle all through college, I do feel very comfortable in the left-hand stance and everything like that, so that shouldn't be as hard of a transition as it was going to right tackle.
Dennis, appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, that is Dennis Kelly. Now, he started at right tackle on Friday night against the Browns. We actually had our cameras following him, so let's take a look at Dennis Kelly. Fifth-round draft pick from Purdue. Athletic. Howard Mudd really likes him. Physical in this game, looked good. And now he whiffed a couple of times. I know Jaquay Parker beat him on one play, but he's very large. He's got long arms. He's got good feet. I think Howard really likes him. Now, we kind of watched him in training camp, and you saw a raw prospect who, at one point, they moved from tackle to guard, and I thought that might be a better spot for him. But I think because of his athletic ability, the Eagles see him more as a tackle. Now, Chris McPherson asking him the question, did you work at all at left tackle? He hasn't. I thought maybe he would kind of get back into that mix a little bit. King Dunlap, Demetrius Bell are the candidates there. But they really like this kid. We're focusing on him. And he's a prospect. I mean, we all question the depth along the offensive line. This is a young prospect. The Eagles will keep him. They will work with him, and they have high hopes for Dennis Kelly. I never put that past Howard Mudd. I never put it past Howard Mudd. Nice block there on Jaquay Parker. Gives Deion Lewis a little bit of room to run. You see the athletic feet. Good stance, good leverage. And that is a look at Dennis Kelly. Let's get back to the telephones, 215-339-6709. Mike in Bismarck joins us. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, good. Please turn your speakers down if you would, Michael.
I say, the reason that I'm calling in is I've never seen a defensive line as good as the one we got right now. I've been a fan since the early 80s. And even through the Buddy Ryan era, this is on par. We're as deep as we've ever been. But my concern is, with 11 starting caliber defensive linemen, you're going to have to make some big decisions elsewhere. People like Chris Polk and Chad Hall, Damaris Johnson, Colt Anderson, Keenan Clayton.
Okay, let's.
Well,
okay. Wait.
These
let's.
Are the type
whoa,
of
whoa, 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 whoa.
You have with
whoa.
The deep line.
Did you
so
say
my
Ryan?
Question, Dave, is,
hey, Mike.
Are we
Mike?
Likely to trade one of those high-caliber defensive linemen so that we can keep somebody in a position that we're not quite as deep? Thanks
yes.
for the call.
Hey, Mike, thanks. Obviously, you didn't want to talk. I think the Eagles, when you mention all of these players, I tell you right now, Damaris Johnson is on this roster ahead of Chad Hall right now, okay? 30-yard punt return. What do you have the first game? Whatever that one was against the Steelers. Another big one there. Big touchdown. I mean, He beat Sheldon Brown like a drum the other night. He's on the team. Keenan Clayton, we'll see. I thought he made some plays the other night for the first time in a while here. Ryan Rowell, no, I don't think he'll make the team, but he really ran to the ball very hard. Was impressed with him. Will the Eagles trade a defensive lineman? It's possible. I wouldn't give them away. There's a lot of them here, but they are valuable commodities. And when Andy Reid is interviewed and asked about the defensive lineman, his answer is always, I'm very stingy. I like my defensive lineman. He's advertising for teams out there who think, well, let's go poach a great lineman from the Eagles. Cedric Thornton's not being traded. Phillip Hunt's not being traded. Darrell Tapp is the name that you hear mentioned, but he's played really, really well in this preseason. I mean, really well. He beat up on Joe Thomas the other night. I mean, the Browns were using a double team helping Joe Thomas, a Pro Bowl player. So, I mean, there's a lot of tough decisions to be made. So, and to J-Pod in Texas, no way does Cedric Thornton get cut. He dominates. I mean, this defensive line. Now, I think the defensive line, it creates an issue for linebackers because they are spread so wide. They're running lanes. They got to play the run a little bit better. I think teams are going to run against the Eagles. They're going to try to run. Pass rush is going to be there. It is going to be there. But they have to play the run better. Linebackers have to play the run better. Communication has to be better among all 11 players. And there's some things to work out here. But, hey, by and large, it's been a really good preseason. One more to go. 215-339-6709. Willis in D.C. joined us. Hi, Willis. Hello, Willis.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Willis?
Yes. I'm called. I like the defensive line play.
Yeah. Go ahead. Why? Tell me about it.
I'm really concerned about is the offensive line play.
Go ahead. Well, Willis, thanks for the call. I'll tell you what. I think the offensive line, Nick Foles hasn't been sacked yet, has he? How many passes has he thrown? You know, you got to get rid of the football. The only guy who gets sacked is Mike Vick. He holds on to the football. Get rid of the football. Now, run game, got to be a little bit better. Left tackle, I think King's done a pretty good job. Now, I'm not sure King's your guy for 16 games because he's had the back problems. And he doesn't finish the blocks. He needs to be a finish it. But he's solid. And Howard will get it right. Howard will get it right. So, you know, the offensive line, it's not perfect yet. Look, losing Jason Peters, kind of thought you could just plug Demetrius Bell right in there. Best laid plans. I'm not giving up on Demetrius Bell. But I haven't seen it from him yet. It's got to get better. Got to get better. Let's go to the telephones. Brett in New Jersey joins us. Hello, Brett. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett. Hey, Dave. How's it going?
I'm great, man. Can you turn your speakers down, please?
I'm great, man. Can you turn your speakers down, please? Yeah. Hey, basically, I wanted to talk about, the last time I talked to you, you know, Thomas DePay was our fullback, so I'm in a long time of calling.
Yeah, man. What? Go ahead. So keep going. Yep.
But as far as our weak side linebacker, the one guy I've been kind of disappointed with hasn't really gotten a chance is Keenan Clayton. I kind of want to see what he looked like as a starter.
Well, I think they've given him – thanks for the call, Brett. They've given Keenan – I mean, Keenan's been here for a number of years. And for whatever reason, he just hasn't been consistent in his play. So he hasn't really made the mark. I think, look, he played well in coverage. He played well with the punt block. That's what he's got. He's such a great athlete. Now, here's the question. Casey Matthews has been hurt with that high ankle sprain. Does he make this team? I mean, is that gonna be a problem with him? So there are still a few questions that I have about the roster. By and large, I feel like 49 of the 53 roster spots are set. Somewhere along those lines. That's just what I feel. No inside knowledge. So, but you know, listen, there's always things that are happening behind the scenes with Andy Reid. And this is a good little conversation here. Does Casey Matthews make the final 53? Hashtag Eagles Live. I really feel like Howie's going to make a deal or three. He always does. Gosh, this last week of the preseason is so much fun. The roster has to be down to 53 players by 9 o'clock on Friday night. That's an FYI to the Eagles, PhiladelphiaEagles.com staff. We'll be working on Friday night. Don't make plans for the weekend. Let's go to Jeff in Harrisburg. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show. It's Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex. Yo, Jeff. What's going on here? Jeff. Maybe let's just leave that line. Yeah. Let's let Jeff go back to doing what he was doing. 215-339-6709. Casey Matthews, a question? I don't know. Jaquan Jarrett, is he making the team? Now, in the chat, we're getting some, you know, Vic holds on to the ball. Yes, Vic does hold on to the ball. Yes, Nick Foles held on to the ball well. He avoided contact, though. Now, he got tackled a couple of times and got rid of it. Look, that's all I want from Michael Vick, just a little bit of restraint. Just a little smidgen of restraint. Don't open yourself up to these vicious hits. The Cleveland Browns will blitz like crazy on September 9th. Michael Vick's got to be ready for it. Let's go to Patrick in Pittsburgh. Patrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, Patrick. How's it going, buddy? That's the wrong telephone number. It's the wrong graphic. Hey, Patrick, turn your speakers down, please. Guys, when you call in, turn your speakers down.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can't guys hear?
I can't hear anybody.
He's not hearing me. Why is he not hearing me? Call back, Patrick. He can't hear me. For whatever reason, they're not able to hear
you. I will hang up. Kill
him. Hang up on him.
Oh, wait. Hey, I just heard
you. Okay, hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on there. So I was just listening about Casey Matthews, and I figured he would be tough to cut based on the current linebackers they have. I think he would be a top six linebacker, but I could definitely see them going out and poaching a linebacker from another squad to upgrade the current guys. Do you think there's actually six guys on the roster that would make it above him right now?
Above Casey?
Yeah.
I would go, let's see, we'll go with D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks, Akeem Jordan, Brian Roll, and Jamar Chaney. And then Casey was my sixth linebacker.
Yeah, me too.
Does Keenan Clayton make the team? See, I like Casey Matthews, but my concern is that is that a high ankle sprain that's going to keep him sidelined for, you know, three or four more weeks?
Yep. Yeah, I think there's going to be some roster upgrades. I think the two positions would be depth at linebacker and safety right now. I mean, right now I only see two safeties that are even a lock to make the team. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think that four safeties are going to make this team.
You know, would you see three safeties and maybe six corners instead of five? And are there any corners?
Well, or how about three safeties, five cornerbacks, and four halfbacks? Then you can keep Polk.
Yep, and then
or tap, or if you truly want to go best 53 men on the roster, you don't have to go five here, four here, six here. You can kind of mix it around, and then you can change that later on. And then some of these players who get cut will still be available, or they're practice squad eligible, and you can kind of call them back in an emergency situation.
Exactly, like a Philip Thomas. If they liked him the other night, then he would be an easy one to stash on the practice squad and call up in case one of the three safeties got hurt or something.
I mean, right now, Philip Thomas would probably be my third safety because O.J. Ogbonna hasn't played.
Why did he not get drafted? I was looking at a draft report on him. Other than he ran like a 4.74, which is really slow at the combine. He had six interceptions, I think, to lead the Big East in his senior year.
Yeah, I think he didn't. I think he had some off the field issues as well.
Okay.
The ubiquitous off the field issues that is just a. I mean, these kids are coming out of college. We haven't even gotten to the cut list. We have to, Frank, cue that cut list up. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Philip Thomas. I thought Philip Thomas played really well the other night. Was glad to see him. A player who was released here today. And they just couldn't reach him last night. That's why they didn't announce Cliff Harris's name. But there's your 11 players. Roster stands at 79 players. Must release four more before Monday's 4 p.m. deadline. No surprise names. Look, Cliff Harris, a talented player, missing all that time is just a stupid rule. He wasn't allowed to participate in any of the organized team activities. Because his class at Oregon didn't graduate in time. I mean, this is ridiculous. Meanwhile, he played pretty well the first couple of days. Then he didn't play well after that. Although he had a nice catch the other night. Okay, let's go back to Harrisburg and talk to Jeff. Jeff is with us again. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic. First and foremost, I thought we had a nickname for the D-line, but that's the problem. I mean, people are just going to keep saying, boy, the D-line's good. Well, you know, we got to go with that nickname. I thought we were going with the Angry Birds at one point, but...
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wasn't that Andy Reid with the Angry Birds in the very beginning? Or
yeah. We'll keep our eyes on that trend, okay?
Right. Also,
it doesn't ring like the Fearsome Foursome or
Angry.
I know.
But we definitely need a nickname, you know?
Sack Attack. Years ago, I tried to start my own nickname with Blitz Inc. with the Jim Johnson's defense. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It didn't go well at all.
Well, we'll have a nickname, I guarantee you. We continue to play like we are. We definitely will, but... Hey, I agree with the one caller a couple calls ago about Asamoah. I mean, I know he's got that tight coverage as he runs downfield, but all of a sudden you're in the red zone and he looks soft. I mean, like the pass goes right beside him and...
Yeah, he didn't make he should have made... I thought he should have been more aggressive on that play, but...
Well, even the one before where you were saying, hey, his coverage was perfect. You know, he never turned around.
Yes, he did. Go play that play again, Fran. The first complete at the very end of the play, the other night to Josh Gordon on the left sideline, he turns. He puts his arm up and he turns. Happened to be a nice throw and a very nice catch from Josh Gordon. If you really look at this, okay. So right there, he turns. Turn maybe a little bit late. There's another angle that I saw.
He just looks like, and then the catches are made. I mean, if this is bump and run, how come he's not on the line, like in the red zone, and just mugging these guys?
Well, he does that at times.
Well, I just remember a couple of years ago when, the rookies would come in, and boy, the cornerbacks would just mug them all training camp long. I mean,
you're not allowed to even touch receivers anymore.
For the first three yards, you can jam them.
It's the first 5 yards, and they back off after 3 yards just so they don't get a penalty. Hey, guys, Nnamdi Asamoah is going to be a very good player this year. He's not going to be perfect, but he's going to be very, very good here.
We just want him to fit in with the group, and the other group is banging people and, You know, if catches are made beside him and he's, you know, right up there against the guy looking for the ball and going after it like it's his ball, fine. But if catches are made while his back is turned and he keeps, you know, smiling and the ball keeps moving.
You know what, guys? Thank you very much for the phone call. You guys get off Nnamdi, all right? You guys are talking about the smile. He's not smiling. He's a good football player at the cornerback position. Is he the best corner? I don't know. Am I glad to have him here? Yeah. He and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, hey, love that comedy. Well, you'll see. But this is a passing league, people. There are no shutdown corners in this league. Darrell Revis gets beat. Okay? Nnamdi Asamoah will get beat as well. Let's go back in the locker room here. Eagles quarterback situation is murky, which is a good thing. Fine play from Nick Foles. Tremendous play from Trent Edwards, who talks to reporters the last week of the preseason. A nerve-wracking time for players in the NFL.
I've tried to soak up as much as I could. I've tried to ask questions when I can. And whether it's other players that have played in the system, I try to ask them questions, or, you know, coaches as much as I can. Try to take in as much as I can, because I know once, you know, the ball is snapped on Sundays, you got to be able to put that all together and make plays. So that's kind of been my approach the whole time.
Just a month ago, you weren't getting that many snaps in practice. You know, team drills were running. You would get maybe one snap at most. Yeah. Was it tough to persevere through that and to kind of, you know, think that something positive could come out of it, something would be ahead for you here?
Well, I kind of went through that during OTAs. I didn't get it a lot, and I figured that was going to be the case during training camp. So my mindset was still going to kind of be sit back and learn, and, you know, hopefully an opportunity comes up, and I'll get a chance to play in the preseason. So that was kind of my attitude all along. But the good thing about my situation, it's been clearly communicated to me since I've been here. So I have no issues with it, and it's been good.
Have you done better? Have you played better than you thought you might last game's first pass accepted? I mean, you seem to be very, very accurate when you've gotten a chance, especially after the first couple of weeks of training camp. And the decision-making process seems to be kind of spot on, despite playing with guys who maybe aren't as experienced as guys you've played with in the past.
I don't know if surprised. I'm excited about kind of the way that things have gone the last couple of games, but we need to finish on a strong note here. When you're in there with younger guys that you don't get a lot of reps without in practice, it's kind of one of those things you just have to react and play football. And it's been nice that those guys have been making plays around me and been able to catch the ball when the ball's been thrown to them. So it's enjoyable. I don't know if it's surprising, but it's been going good.
You've been a third-round pick and, you know, kind of the flavor of the month in a big football town.
Yeah.
What's Foles going through right now? What's happening with his head?
It's fun. I've sat back and watched it. We're roommates. We spent a lot of time together over the last, you know, however long I've been here. I've spent every single day with him. So it's been enjoyable to watch. He's kind of a goofy kid, but he's strong arm, accurate, everything you would need. And I've been in his shoes before. I've been in Mike Vick's shoes before, been a starter, and I've been in Nick Foles' shoes before. It's been a third-round pick where you've had to play early, and it's just got to take it one day at a time. I was telling him all last game, it's 11-on-11. Don't make anything bigger than it needs to be. It's just like 11-on-11 out on the practice field. And he was probably a little bit more excited for this game being the starter, and I just kind of tried to keep reminding him of that, and it's been fun to watch.
What was it like being a young quarterback playing in that division against those defenses that you faced as a youth, he's going to face some of those same defenses if something happens to Mike, and he's the backup. It's Baltimore. It's Pittsburgh. I mean,
it is.
What was it like being that guy and having those defenses come up for you?
My first regular season game I played in was at Foxborough. J.P. Lossman got hurt on the third play of the game. Vince Wilfork, I think he tore his MCL or something, and you get thrown in there, and you know, first play of the game, Junior Seau was right there in the A-gap, and you're staring at him. I've been watching him since I was probably 10, 12 years old, I think. And it's just surreal. It's an experience that not a lot of people get to do. And, you know, later on in life, you get to sit back and look back at those memories. And I still remember it vividly. So it's one of those things you just got to enjoy the moment. And it doesn't need to be bigger than it needs to be. You don't need to make the moment bigger than it needs to be. And I've been trying to remind Nick of that a little bit, that just, you know, take your time. You know, go through your progression. Doesn't matter who is lined up across from you, they're still going to come after you as fast as possible. And they're paid a lot of money to come get you, but it still needs to be an enjoyable process, and I think he's doing that right now.
Nick seems like a real cool customer on the field. What's he like behind the scenes? What's he like as a roommate?
Same. He enjoys naps and a lot of protein. Those are my two things I can give you guys. I won't say anything too controversial right now, but we'll see. But no, he's a great guy on and off the field, and it's been fun to be around him.
Most importantly, is the Olympic Club as difficult as it looks like?
In U.S. Open conditions, yes, it is.
It's just regularly, is it incredibly hard? It just seems
very
like
hard.
Every single hole is just...
It's hard. I mean, very narrow tree-lined fairways, thick rough,
well,
small
that
greens.
Is Trent Edwards, and, it's... The interviews with Trent always start with, hey, Trent, how's it going? How's it going? Hey, Trent, how you doing? And then they kind of morph into, so tell us about Nick Foles, Trent. And I always wonder, for a veteran player, what's that like? Speaking of Nick Foles, he headlines our stock report. We started this last week. We love it. Gives you the arrows up, the even, and the down. Let's begin with our Eagles stock report after the 27-10 preseason win over the Cleveland Browns. Up, down, and all around, let's begin with the quarterback, Nick Foles, in his first start in the preseason, 12 of 19. He was terrific. An interception, yeah. But poised in the pocket, a couple of red zone touchdowns. You know, moving. Look at the feet. Finds Brent Celek, bounces off a would-be tackler there. And then this pass, little circle route to Deion Lewis in tight coverage, a small window to throw into, and Nick Foles, certainly his stock is up. 6 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. Is he the quarterback of the future? Well, it sure looks like it, doesn't he? Everybody's very, very high on Nick Foles and what he's done so far. He is not the only one, however, with his stock up. Trent Edwards, his stock is up, 14 of 17, 127, and a touchdown, completed his first 9 passes. Brandon Graham, outstanding performance with a sack and a half and played in the backfield all day. Phillip Thomas, the safety from Syracuse, a very nice day in coverage. Demaris Johnson, 2 catches, 59 yards, 30-yard punt return as well. A near touchdown catch in the corner of the end zone made mincemeat of Sheldon Brown in that game. Ran past him. Good job. And the red zone play, the offense 2 of 2, and the defense getting a stop. A stock even, Chaz Henry and Matt McBryer appears to still be quite even. Now, they both had a punt inside the 20, however, a couple of things here. One in the end zone, there's McBryer's effort. One in the end zone for Henry, and then Alex Henry missing a field goal from 41 yards, I believe. And McBryer was the holder there. So I'm always kind of wondering about that. That is a stock even. First team defense held Cleveland to 0 points in the first quarter. Gave up something, though, you know, early. We'll get into that in a minute here. King Dunlap holding on to his first team left tackle position. And so his stock is even. How about, stock down. The running offense, just not as productive as the Eagles needed to be. You know, Shady played a little bit, and Deion Lewis got some action, and Bryce Brown, 7 carries, 7 and 19 yards. Chris Polk, a nice job at the end of the game, but by and large, not a great job running the football. Eagles must be better at doing that, running the football, getting to the first down stick, and showing some toughness inside. Just nowhere to go for fullback, whoever that was. And then a bad snap there. Good recovery from Polk. Stock down, Brian Roll. 2 offsides penalties. Loses his starting job. Akeem Jordan now the starter at the left. Weak side linebacker position. Casey Matthews, Oshimago Atagwe. Look, they both got to play. All right, we're going to take our final break of the day here. Eagles Live continues. We take your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Dave Spitero with you. Reminder, flight night tonight, our broadcast live on the website begins at 7:30. If you're coming down, please do. Tickets still available. Beautiful night at Lincoln Financial Field. Great event, great time. The gates open at 5:30. Make it down. Take a break right now. We're coming back. Eagles Live presented right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Just something about the Meadowlands, man. Just something about that stadium, something about New York that kind of always triggers the best in myself.
We need to take care of everything. Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win.
We got to keep working, roll our sleeves up and get the work done in practice and be kind of a blue-collar team.
The 25 under club.
We got it, baby. Yeah. Yo, we got it.
It's all about bringing your A-game and understanding what it takes to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Final round.
The audience choice ingredient?
Bud Light.
And here we go.
Looks like Chef Dubois is emulsifying the Bud Light into a foam. What's his competitor doing?
He appears to be having a really good time.
A Bud Light reduction for Dubois.
And his opponent?
Also improvising nicely. Let's see that again.
Judges?
I like the use of the pressure cooker to tenderize the beef.
But also the use of the cell phone to order the pizza.
That's the sure sign of a good time. It's just right taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Sorry, Chef. We're going to need more ingredient.
So anyway, I've been to a lot of places. You know, I've helped a lot of people save a lot of money. But today, things have been a little strange.
Meep meep.
Meep meep. What a strange place.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Flanked by Roy Hello and also Cooley, who takes the catch. Just leveled them for a two-yard loss. What a play by Asimov.
He makes the catch, but he didn't net very much.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Nnamdi Asomugha, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
If we said a pledge of allegiance before each game, this is what it would be. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Welcome back. Dave Spitero with you. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are live tonight, 7:30 with Eagles Flight Night live from Lincoln Financial Field at 10-10-10 practice. Get to see another practice, people. We take the stadium feed, so it's a great shot of everything. Let's go to the telephones. Tom in the Poconos. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm wondering why the Eagles don't consider keeping four quarterbacks, maybe trading one down the line for a safety. Is that a cap issue?
You have a finite number of roster spots, 53, and where are you going to go light then? If you have four quarterbacks and a long snapper, so that's two specialists basically, a fourth quarterback.
We'll keep three safeties. Just keep three safeties
so that's
for
one
now.
Spot. That's one spot. You're going to keep. Where else are you going to go light? You want to keep defensive linemen too, right?
Yeah, well, you only need one spot. They're planning on keeping three quarterbacks now, so you only need to free up one.
Well, that's a lot. Where are you going to cut a player? I don't see the need for four quarterbacks. I mean, I'm fine with three. I'm fine with three.
But I don't think you're following me. I'm saying keep it just for like a week or so. Teams are always looking for quarterbacks, and then trade that quarterback for a safety, you know, maybe in week one or maybe even, you know, this week or week two or something.
I don't think you'd get anything for Nick Foles. I mean, anything for Mike Kafka or for Trent Edwards. How about that? I mean, I'm not going to cut a player and just to get a seventh-round. Nick, I mean, a seventh-round draft pick, look, we've seen how potentially valuable Bryce Brown is. The word on Bryce Brown is that he has a chance to be a special running back in the league. Okay? Special. A chance. So, I understand the value of seventh-round picks, but I don't understand the value of four quarterbacks going into an opener when you're going to have to go a little shorthanded somewhere and on game day. I'm not against three safeties because I have not seen four safeties good enough to make this team. I have not seen four safeties. But everybody wants to keep Polk and Brown and four halfbacks. Everybody wants to keep, you know, an extra quarterback. It just can't. Everybody wants to keep an extra wide receiver. So, it's tough. It's tough.
All right, thanks for your comments.
Thanks, man. I mean, I thanks so much, Tom. I mean, it's hard. I'm with you. There's going to be, and that's what you hope. I mean, thank goodness the Eagles have gotten through three preseason games without any injuries of any consequence. Now, Riley Cooper is hurt. He's expected back, hopefully, for the opener. Mike Patterson looks like he could be headed for an injured or some sort of reserve role. Cole Anderson looks like he is going to be headed for PUP. But for the most part, guys, it's been terrific. Now, one preseason game to go, and there's going to be some good football players on the field. It's not going to be like they're just going to play players who aren't going to make the roster. There's going to be some good players on the field. And you just keep your fingers crossed that there are no injuries in this game because it just stinks when there's injuries. Let's go to Las Vegas and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy from Las Vegas. Hey, Jimmy.
Dave.
How you doing, man?
I'm burnt out, Dave. I'm burnt out on the RG3.
Okay.
Craziness. I mean,
how was your Saturday night, Jimmy?
It was like I can't turn on anything without RG3. Outplayed Luck. Yada 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 yada. I mean, get off this guy! You're driving me nuts already.
Well, why are we allowed to be excited about Nick Foles, and they're not excited to talk about RG3? Hey, if I'm the Washington Redskins, I'm pubbing that guy. I watched a little bit of that yesterday,
Dave,
and I thought he looked good.
Dave,
yes,
we're Eagle fans. They're Foreskin fans.
Oh, Jimmy.
We don't really care about RG3. But give some props to the Eagles.
Jimmy, the Eagles play the Redskins twice. They're division rivals.
Dave, I can't wait.
I know. It's fun, isn't it?
It really, really is. Dave, we're getting so gosh darn close.
Yes.
All right, who's your surprise to make the roster last minute, fall off your chair? Dave Spadaro.
You come out of nowhere, guy. How about Dallas Reynolds? Will that make you fall out of your chair?
You know what I say? Riley Cooper, see ya.
No way. No.
Come on.
You know what that is, Jimmy? That's a case of out of sight, out of mind.
Well, I'm in Vegas, so yeah. You don't see much of anything out here except smoke.
All right, hey, thanks for the call. We got to go to the locker room here and talk to the man, Nick Foles.
That there's always stuff to learn, so every day's a new day to get better.
Do you have a sense of how excited the fans are about you?
Yeah, I have a sense. I mean, I can definitely tell, and it's fun, but I'm just staying level-headed and just working, just trying to focus on things I need to get better at and continue to improve every single day and not getting complacent.
Nick, the second straight game you bounced back from your interception with a scoring drive. How are you able to battle back from adversity like that?
I mean, our defense did a great job really giving us the ball in the red zone. I mean, hats off to them. They played well and got us turnovers in great field position. Special teams did as well. And then, when it comes to interception, I mean, you never want an interception, but, I mean, you can't let that play define your next play. So you got to have a short memory, learn from it. And, I'm always, if that ever does happen, I'm always excited to go out there and get another opportunity to, make up for it and keep firing. So. Just to go out there and just execute the plays and get the ball in the end zone was huge for us.
Nick, this don't happen relatively fast. Have you been able to step back and kind of soak it all in?
I guess you had the days off, you really think about it, but I just keep working. That's all. I don't know how much soaking in everything. I mean, it's, you know, it's fun to be here. We're working hard. Guys are improving. So, I mean, that's really how I approach every day, not really sit back and soak it in. I'd say that'd be more for after the season when you look back at everything. This is just now, you know, it's preseason. Everybody's working on different things. Teams aren't showing us a lot. You know, they're not going to throw everything at us. So I understand that. But it's important for us to execute right now and move the ball.
Your quarterback's coach in Arizona told me you were the worst dresser he'd ever seen in his life. Is this true? How bad is your wardrobe?
Yeah, Frank. Frank and I are really close. And, yeah, I mean, it's getting better. It gets better a little bit every year. So my mom's sister, my youngest sister, are pretty fashionable. So they're making an impact on me. So every year I'm trying to get a little bit better. You know, I don't want to shoot to the moon right now with my dress attire and then not have anywhere to go up. So I'm just trying to get steadily better.
So you're not looking to have your own clothing line like Vic has right now, right?
Oh, no. No, not right now. I wouldn't know what I'd do. It'd probably, I don't even know. It'd probably mismatch clothing and everything. I just wear what's comfy. So, yeah, not anytime soon.
You think you'll ever be a candidate for the cover of, like, GQ or something like that?
Probably not. I mean, I can't imagine they'd put me on there. I wouldn't, so I doubt it.
Which of the fans have been coming up with nicknames? Have you caught wind of any of them? Is there any that...
I mean, the only one I really know, and it's been high school, college, and everybody thinks they remake it, but it's Sunshine. I mean, long blonde hair, you know, you got the quarterback, so... But no, I haven't really... I'm sure there's a lot going around. I'm sure they're pretty unique, so if I do catch one, it'll be interesting.
Your performance in the red zone, you know, it seems like every game you've been able to convert touchdowns when you get the opportunities there. You have a nice balance of timing and the ability to keep plays alive. How are you able to do that?
I think being on the same page with everybody, I mean, we have great plays coming in, and it's really just executing the offense. And if, you know, things are, you know, covered, like in the game, you know, Brent did a great job leaking out. So just being on the same page with the guys, and I mean, everybody wants the ball in the end zone, so it's just really going through the progression. If something doesn't happen, just, you know, guys are doing a great job getting open. And the line was doing, on that play, did a great, you know, great job giving me time, able to move around and then drift back. And so I think it's just, you have to be on the same page with everybody. All 11 have to be on the same page to achieve it. You have one guy miss something, a lot of times it's, you know, red zone so hard to execute, it's such a tight window, so everybody's going to be on the same page.
A lot of people think that you need, like, the 6'4", tall wide receiver to be able to thrive in the red zone. You know, you've converted with Brandon, who's obviously a big body, but you've also had Deion Lewis. You had a nice throw to DeSean Jackson in that game a week ago against the Patriots down at the goal line. What is it able with the receivers to make it work?
They want the ball. It doesn't matter about height or whatever. It's they want the ball there, so they go get it, and that's really the key. It's whoever wants it more. And Deion made a great job of really, you know, trapping the ball, getting in there, and you know, DeSean, you know, goes up and gets the ball. So I mean, it's really just wanting the ball.
It helps too to be able to see more windows, right? When you're 6'6", right?
Yeah, I mean,
make use of your gap.
Yeah, I mean, it helps, but I mean, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you got quarterbacks that are right under 6 foot that are doing a great job. So I mean, it does help, but it doesn't make you a better player or anything. So it does, you know, help to see everything. But
cool. Nick, appreciate it, man.
Well, there you go. That is Nick Foles. Officially, we call him Sunshine, I guess. He acknowledged that. There have been a lot of creative names. But I do find it interesting the way the media are now treating him. And like, not snide remarks, but kind of the, well, Foles walking on water across Lake Erie. And do you want you to have your own clothing line? And, you know, Nick Foles wears flip-flops and cutoff shorts and wears a baseball cap and comes to work every day. That's the kind of kid that he is. And everybody here loves him, and he's off to a good start. And we're glad to have him and Michael Vick back on the practice field. Should make for a nice watch tonight. So you tune in tonight or come down to Lincoln Financial Field and check out Flight Night. We'll see how Michael Vick progresses if he gets on the field and ramps up his activity a little bit as the Eagles get into it with their Flight Night tonight. Again, 5:30, the gates open, 7:30 live broadcast right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank you for joining us, everyone, on this relatively abbreviated but a very good Eagles Live on this Sunday at the NovaCare Complex. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day. Everybody working, I challenge each other. Who won? I fight for it. Let's go.